On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Hold everything. It's 12 days of our favorite shows and 12 days until your excuses for 2018 run out. Say hello to January 2nd, 2019, and time to make some magic, people. We've got a lot of great shows, guests, and special weekly segments coming your way. So for now, enjoy the year in review and get ready for amazing things in 2019. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Thanks for tuning into Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. We're not your typical podcast. It's a movement, a platform, and a resource where we exchange and promote good people doing good business and good things. Basically, we've just created this space where you can do something to change your life or the life of another person, where thoughts, passion, and emotions actually have an action so you can make something real. You know, your home is much more than a place to live, and that's why we called it Everything Home. It's the foundation for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. And our guests really are a diverse group. We have expert contributors. We've got professionals, passion-driven people who really do share a wide range of topics, such as home improvement and health and real estate and pets and nonprofits, business, lifestyle, veteran support, inspiration, entertainment, and so much more. We really do have some amazing, amazing guests. And there's proof of that because last week, we were trending on Player FM for our 7th episode, and that was our 3rd week in a row. So the content that we have on the show is, it's resonating. People are listening. Our guests really do have some great stuff to say. So I want to thank all of our guests that have come on. And I also want to thank our audience because they're listening and it's making a difference and I'm getting some feedback. So please go ahead and you can always share your feedback and you could follow us and like us on Facebook at Everything Home Podcast. Send me your thoughts on a guest that you'd like to have on or topics you'd like to have on, or give me some feedback as to what you thought about the show. And also as a reminder, all of our guest information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And you can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. And these shows are great. They're not infomercials. They're a conversation between two people or sometimes three people. You're getting great tips. You're getting to know them as people. I mean, some of the conversations go off on different tangents, which makes the show more interesting. There's no list of questions that we have. Really, we're just talking about some great topics, information. We get to know them personally. Sometimes we start crying. Sometimes we start laughing. There's all kinds of diversity that's in there. And it's been really a great experience. So what I like to do is provide a little humor before I bring on the guests. And I prefer to do a Joel Osteen joke. And as my listeners know, it's part of a strategy to get him on the show, which I think I'm going to start working on that this week because it's about time. I think it's time to have Mr. Joel on the show. Here's Joel's joke for this week. I heard about this airplane that was about to crash and there were 4 passengers, but only 3 parachutes. And the first passenger said, "I'm a leading heart surgeon. My patients need me." He grabbed the first parachute and jumped. The second passenger said, "I'm a rocket scientist. I'm one of the smartest men in the world. My country needs me." He took the second parachute and jumped. The third passenger was Pope John Paul. He said to the fourth passenger, a 10-year-old Boy Scout, "Son, I'm old and frail. You take the last parachute." And the boy said, "That's okay, sir. There's still 2 parachutes left. The world's smartest man just jumped out with my backpack."
Ha ha ha!
So anyway, today I've got a really special guest who I could give you the long list of his achievements and the things that he's got his hands in now that he's working on and all the things that he feels passionate about. But I'm going to let him kind of go through all that because he's going to describe most of it better. Plus, you know, he's going to have that drive that you're going to love to hear in his voice because he's such a giving and great person. Today's guest, Alex Maluski. Primary reason we got together is because he is the chairman of Contract with America's Veterans. And we've added them to our platform as one of our partners, part of Helping the People's platform, where we are going to be able to give them grants and funding as part of our entire platform, where we are matching those home buyers and sellers. We can get some money to our veterans and our veteran support causes because it's so important. And can veterans really get the short end of the stick when it comes to donations? I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but the statistics are so $390 billion, just about a 0.5% of that goes to veteran organizations and veteran support organizations, which is kind of sad when those men and women are out there fighting for our freedoms and coming back and with situations and not being able to adjust properly. So Alex's organization is designed to help get our elected officials and keep them accountable. So I'm just going to let him kind of give you a little rundown on his background because he's doing so many amazing things and so many wonderful things for the veterans. So how are you today, Alex?
Michelle, I am just great, and thank you so much for that kind introduction. I thought you were speaking of somebody else who is good in giving.
If someone could just follow you around for a day and see all the things that you do that are not oriented to yourself, I think they would be shocked that you're just not exhausted. And then you go, when do you have time to take a time out? Just one thing after the next. Before we got on the air, I said, how was your weekend? And you were just, not one sentence was something you did for yourself. So I think that's pretty admirable. And obviously you're pretty well known here in town, but I'd like to get more people knowing all the great things that you're doing out there to really help other people.
I appreciate that. Most people do know me for my run for the U.S. Senate back in 2016 against John McCain in the primaries. But on top of that, I've been heavily involved in many things. Radio, I'm a syndicated radio show host. I'm not going to mention the stations that will fight or get angry if I mention them here. What else I'm involved in is I've been heavily, heavily involved with Contract with America's Veterans and their families. And that's how we met up. This contract is something that I started when I was running for the U.S. Senate, because I understood that our veterans were getting the short end of the stick, as you mentioned. And it's something that I just couldn't fathom. I wouldn't accept. Because as I've said all along, if somebody is going to take an oath to defend me from those that would do me harm and then punish them if they should do so, how can we use that gift, that generosity, and then return them back to society after they're done with their service and then ignore them? Not acceptable. So I started this contract with America's veterans and their families. I called upon veterans from every theater of combat. I called on Gold Star mothers. I called on mothers of prisoners of war. I've called on just about everybody I could think of, men and women, everybody in different service industries with veterans, and called upon them to help me craft this contract. And as you mentioned, the key part of it, aside from getting everything on the contract passed, which you can find at cab.vet, is to make sure that we hold our elected officials accountable. So I sent it out to everybody who is running for the U.S. Senate and House across the United States who was legitimately filed or running for office, and asked them to sign on it. And unfortunately, we didn't get them all to come back with it. Got a handful, got 50 to 100 right around to sign on. And now after, as we're entering the general, we have less on board. But I take it as a sign that we're at least getting some traction. So I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share that with your listeners. And I'm very excited with what we have in the works together.
I want to go into, obviously, what our partnership is, but can you just give some feedback of what the response was is when you approached these politicians, the ones that were running, when you said, hey, I have this accountability, which I'm sure that they don't necessarily like that, right? Because that means that they've got to be accountable to somebody to do something that they said, as opposed to a bunch of hot air. I mean, what's their response and what was the hesitation from somebody who says, no, I have no interest in signing that because I don't I don't want to support veterans. I mean, I just can't imagine why somebody wouldn't jump on board, especially if they're in a political capacity.
I'll tell you two things that stand out. And if I hadn't run for office, I may not even understand one of them. The number one reason I believe that I don't get people signing on to it is because there is a poor line of communications in campaigns. We have people running in this state for federal positions, and you get through to them even when you're trying to give them something, even when you're trying to help them. I've had a couple people when I was running, I found out later that, well, nobody returned my call. And that's something that just upsets me to no end. I would say anybody advising, if you're ever going to run for any kind of a political office, number one, get yourself a great, great scheduler / reception scheduler, somebody who will reach back out to people. Because if people feel that they're not going to be heard by the person they want to support, they're going to just jump ship and go somewhere else or just stay home. And you can't have that happen. So I think that's the number one failure of why I haven't received something. But I also want to tell you the thing that gave me the most surprise, and it probably shouldn't have surprised me, but you might guess that I'm a Republican since I ran against John McCain in the primaries back in Arizona in 2016. But what I notice is that I'm getting equally returned contract signers from both parties, from all parties. They don't care. They care. If they care about their veterans, they care about their veterans. It's not a Democrat. It's not a Republican thing. It is just an American thing. And I think they should all care. I think they just don't do it. I'm a little surprised by the ones that don't. But guess what, Michelle? It's great to be a radio show host because you can call them out, especially after you've talked personally to the representatives in their offices. And you say, hey, how come you haven't sent it in?
What's their excuse when you do push them back and say, why haven't you sent it in?
Well,
you don't get that return phone call back, or that email goes on radio silence where there's crickets.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, you know what? You call them out on your radio show, and you request listeners to say, hey, call your representative, ask them if they're signed on, and if they're not, why not? I found that if you call your representative, that represents 1% of the vote, I believe, 1% of the voters. So 1% of calls equals a lot more voters, 1,000 voters or something. A letter represents many more. So if you call, it means a lot more than an email. If you write, it means a lot more than a call. So writing first will get you the most influence. Calling second, email last. So it's about a matter of reaching out to them and say, why are you not signed on to this contract? The contract holds so many. My contract, you're what you're involved in, they go hand in hand. Like I said, when I was running, I realized that nobody had a contract with America's veterans and their families. Nobody had ever done anything like that, to my belief. Our first president of the United States, founding father George Washington, was right on board with this contract, with the idea of the contract. He understood, and as they understood in Rome, if you do not fuel your legions, then your country will fall. If we do not secure the latest generation of those that have come and have served, future generations will not sign up. Look what happened with Vietnam. Look what that did to the morality of, I should say, not the morality, but the morality of our country was disgusting the way we treated our Vietnam veterans. But look what it did to the next generations of those that might want to serve. It made them stop, halt, think about, hey, am I going to be treated this way? Not acceptable. Not acceptable, Michelle.
I'm so relieved that you actually decided to go down this route and to make these politicians accountable, but it also allows the American citizens to be more involved also. It's you know, that checks and balances, but like you said, when the politicians aren't doing something, it requires us as Americans to participate in regards to, hey, like you said, you better call, you should write, and keep them accountable. But yet we sit there and we complain that nobody's doing anything, or we don't appreciate the way that the veterans are being respected. But at the same point, what are we doing in order to keep the people who can make the decisions to put in laws or put in programs or put in funding to help them? It's almost like we keep pointing the finger, but then what are we doing ourselves in order to make a change? Just like the donations that I mentioned in the beginning, just over 0.5% of all donations are going to veteran organizations. So it's almost like you're pointing the finger at everybody, but we should also be pointing it at, we almost need contracts with ourselves, you know, right? Because like, yeah, we want to keep the politicians accountable, but we should be held accountable because there's people are serving on our behalf. So we can do what we do every day. And we're not necessarily doing what we should be doing to help them when they get back. Right. So it's almost like, where's our contract too? Right.
Right, right. We need to hold ourselves accountable. I mean, folks, listen, our second line of defense after our Second Amendment is those that are serving. If we're not going to, if we don't want to be protected, then we can just move on. But folks, the sacrifice, these men and women that go into service, they're not victims when they go into the service. It's when they come out, they end up becoming victims. They have PTS. They have so many different issues and problems that they may have to deal with that could be easily addressed. I mean, just as simple as an 18-year-old young man entering the service and coming out 12 years later, and then coming back into a society where he's never lived as a regular citizen, I should say, as an adult. So there's a transition period. But if he's gone through a few tour of duties, it may not be as easy to transition. We do not have enough transitional homes. You know, say we're four or five guys, we'll live with a manager who's been in the service, who understands the issues that they have for maybe say 3 months, just to get acclimated, just to say, okay, well, you need this kind of an account. You need to do this. You need to do this. This is how you do this. This is how you go for an interview. Just simple things that you take for granted because you've gone through it. But for a young man or woman who served for the service in 12 years and they come out and they're 30 years old and they think that, you know, they've been so respected and have everything going in a certain way. And then they get out into a different type of, you know, action, and they're just not quite ready. Not having like a group home like this for a few months really can harm. Having it can really help a transition, which of course our great nation doesn't seem to do to help our veterans transition. But as you mentioned, accountability. There is no other group like mine that is actually, that I know of, that's actually looking to see and paying attention to see how these elected officials are helping our veterans. You know, we have great groups like Heritage and AFP who do their little scorecards. That's what we're going to be doing here. We're going to give kudos to the ones that have signed on, kudos to the ones that are actually holding to their promise, and we're going to rank and keep an eye on and see what's going on with the ones that are or not. So you the listener, you the one who actually cares about our veterans, can go and call them out on it or give them some good props on it.
The accountability thing is huge. It's from both sides. We as Americans need to be accountable. You're keeping, at least to start, we're keeping those officials accountable, and then we can actually create some change. And as we briefly talked about, the reasons why we came together is because our nonprofit, Helping the People, is also a real estate company. And the reason why we put that as part of our program is because we knew that there was problems with people making the donations, and we needed to help more veterans. So by us partnering together, well, as long as people are looking to use our services, which is simple, if you want to buy or sell a house, all we're asking you to do is to give us a call. We'll match you up with one of our preferred realtors who are in the top 1-5%. I mean, you're going to buy a house anyway. Choose somebody who gets it, who's part of our program, who wants to help participate. And that 25% of their commission is then donated to the Support Our Veterans program. And from those funds, right? Nobody's donating at that point, which is amazing. So the home buyer and the home seller, they're not taking any money out of their own pocket. They're getting an amazing experience. And those funds that get put into that Support Our Veterans program, your organization is one of the recipients of the grant funds. So then that way, somebody who's going to buy and sell a house is ending up helping your organizations. You could keep our federal officials accountable to make sure that the veterans are getting the programs and services that they deserve. So it's a nice big circle. It's like the circle of life, the circle of giving and love. I'm just glad that we ended up crossing paths so that we can help your organization do something absolutely amazing that was so well necessary, long overdue.
Appreciate it. The partnership is great. And so people understand also, yes, I mean, as the seller and the buyer, you're not losing a single dime. And if you're asking why, I think it's a combination of why the brokers get involved and why they want to do it. One, first of all, they're going to get more leads doing this because they know that a lot of people are like-minded like them and care about our veterans. So, you know, they get to give back, they get to make more, they're probably busier because of it. And who knows if they make more, but you know what? They're giving back too. So you and your group that are involved in this, Michelle, you deserve a great hand of thank you because you're going out there, you're taking the time to do this, and you don't need to. You don't need to, but I have a feeling you kind of do deep down inside.
Well, I'm doing it because I see there's a problem. I know that I want to create a solution. I want to create something that is a legacy program where it outlives you, me, and everybody else. So that way it's set up so that there is that support system for veterans so that they don't have the issues that they're dealing with now. Maybe in 5 years from now, if we can cut that in half because there is a financial means. I mean, I think a lot of people forget that the world does revolve around finances and it revolves around money. And we can have all the great intentions on the planet in order to fix things and try to navigate through the problems that we have. But at the end of the day, you need money to fix those problems, right? So if we can come up with a way for people to not have to reach into their own pockets in order to get funds to a certain group who deserves it so much, well, then if that's what I'm supposed to do on this planet Earth, well, that's what I'm going to do. And bringing on like-minded people like yourself who believe in it also, and they have a great cause that we can support. I mean, it ends up just being a win-win for everybody, but it's the goal of or the aspirations of getting more like-minded people to just open their eyes and say, hey, this is a financial way that we can participate, make a huge difference. And nobody has to write a check. Nobody's paying any money. How great is that?
It's great. I'm excited by it. And I know that the website, in case people aren't looking at it or listening to it, if they're getting this some other way, it's helpingthepeople.org. I go there and you got Mr. Massey on there. You've got some good people getting on board with us. And this is great. This is really great, Michelle.
Oh, and I appreciate that. And your support's just been fabulous. And I know that we're going to be able to do obviously much more, but in this initial, you know, venture that we're doing, so just getting the word out there. I mean, let's just say 3 months from now, all of a sudden your organization had a whole bunch of extra revenue in order to do the next phases. I mean, just give everybody an idea on how much more impact that your organization can do because they're participating in our platform together, helping themselves, right? Because they're getting a great experience. But give them something that you're going to be able to do because now you have more revenue to get more outreach.
Listen, I handle a lot of the finances already for this company, but I could mail more often. All the representatives that are currently serving, I could mail their staff more often. I could also pay for Facebook and social media ads that I could put out there to grab attention to certain people. This is tremendously helpful in the idea of spreading the word. So yeah, I mean, any kind of funds that come in are great for my organization. And I'll tell you what, folks, with my organization, the overhead cost, you know, none. I don't pay myself a dime. We are very tight on our budget here with cav.vet, but I'm grateful for the opportunity in that you're doing it in a true free market way where you can help these brokers. So you're not taking it all out of their commission. They're going to grow their businesses. They're going to have like-minded people that really care about our veterans. And folks, I can't think of a much more honorable group than supporting our veterans. I mean, you know, innocent children, veterans, It just amazes me. It just amazes me. So when I come across people like you, Michelle, that actually care about our veterans, that actually do something versus just being empty voices about it or people that don't follow up, it makes me feel good right in the heart, right where it matters.
Well, that's all we're trying to do is make a difference. We've created a solution and now we just need to get the word out. We've got great partners like you. I mean, I'm just looking forward to saying, hey, Alex, look at this big check that I just gave you this month. Now go get those guys and make them accountable and then just watch how things change. You know, it's these key partnerships, us partnering together, us partnering with other organizations, us partnering with the community everybody just paying attention and just being a little bit more conscious about their choices and buying decisions, and maybe even, like you said, pick up the phone and call your local representative and say, hey, why aren't you guys signing this? It's something simple. And big changes can happen from that. And look, it didn't cost just a little bit of time, a little bit of paying attention. But at the end of the day, if it's not costing anybody money, it makes people want to participate more because they say, okay, if that was the only thing holding me back is because I didn't really want to pay or I didn't have the means to do it. Now you've eliminated those reasons. So now I need to participate. You made it easy for me. That's what we're trying to do, make it easy for people to participate. And I appreciate you doing that with your organization. And that is at www.cav.vet, which is Contract with America's Veterans. So is there anything that you want to let our listeners know, Alex, about the organization, anything that you have coming, well, what's going on here with obviously the next month and a half, obviously with elections and things like that? Is there anything else you want to share?
No, I'm actually busy working the political cycle, but Contract with America's Veterans and their families does not endorse or support any particular candidates. We're not allowed to because we're a 501c3, but would definitely encourage you to go to cav.vet so you can learn more about what we're about. But the best way that you can help fund me and make a tremendous difference in a veteran's life with either closing cost of a home or a remodel of their bathroom, which I know that is so important for those of service-related injuries, because I have some friends that have that and have the need for that, is to visit helpingthepeople.org. Learn more about it. If you haven't learned enough here, helpingthepeople.org, and share that information, please.
I appreciate you so much, Alex, and for helping support us and mentioning exactly what we do with those funds, which is we pay for closing costs so we can get some of these veteran families into homes with a low amount out of their own pocket. We're paying for their bathroom remodels for when they have service-related injuries, which obviously there's a lot of them that have come back, especially after the post 9/11. And then we're also providing some alternative treatments for PTSD and PTS so we can get them away from the any issues that have to do with all those narcotics that they love to just hand out like candy. So, and then again, organizations like yours, where there's constant support, where we're trying to get the politicians involved and accountable. So, I mean, it's a big circle of just of support and making change in such a well-deserved community that needs our help. And that's cav.vet for everybody that's listening. So Alex, thank you so much for coming on. And I look so forward to our partnership and all the great things that we're going to constantly be doing together.
My pleasure, Michelle. And thank you very much.
You have a wonderful day, my friend, and we'll definitely talk soon. Well, I want to say a special thank you to Alex Maluski, who is our guest today. He is the chairman of one of our nonprofit partners, which is Contract with America's Veterans. And he's doing amazing work to get our elected officials and keep them accountable so that they are providing a well-needed service and represent our veterans properly. As we talked about on the show, in order to support his organization, it's simple. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, please contact Helping the People at 833-694-6636. Visit our website, which is helpingthepeople.org. Anywhere in Arizona and the greater San Diego area, you want to buy or sell, we're going to match you with one of our preferred realtors. They are in the top 1-5% of the agents in those areas. They provide an amazing service. They're so good. We have personal relationships with them. We've worked with them for years. We know how good they are. They really do care. They take that extra step that you probably aren't going to get from some other people that are out there. And 25% of that commission is then put into our Support Our Veterans Fund. So Alex's organization gets grant funds from them so he can have more participation and accountability from our elected officials. We're helping with closing costs to get those families into homes so they have some stability after they've been in the service for so long. We are paying for bathroom remodels when they have service-connected injuries, and paying for alternative treatments for PTSD. Basically, we've created a platform where people don't have to make a donation. All they need to do is be conscious of their choices and buying decisions. So when you're going to buy a house, please give us a call at 833-694-6636. We're at helpingthepeople.org. We'd love to work with you. The more people that participate, what happens is we just help more veterans, and it becomes a great circle of being able to just do more and do better and help more people. So we've created a way for the community to help the community and help the men and women who deserve our support the most. I appreciate everybody listen. I appreciate great partnerships with Alex Maluski and his organization, Contract with America's Veterans. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Check us out at everythinghomepodcast.com. All the episodes are on there, and you can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnett.